the two. The Bruce Family House, Sydney, Australia. January, Saturday, dawn. Lucius sprang up from her bed. From underneath her tool bench, she pulled out sneakers, jammed them on her feet, tiptoed around the bed, and climbed onto the windowsill between her computers and her cello. She eased herself through the window onto a locust tree branch, holding the lower part of her dress up and behind her with her other hand. She shimmied past the family room bay window, and thud, she was on the dry crabgrass. The sun peeped through the earth's shadows and streaked the skies pink along with the yellow and gray. Soft colored lights from the heavens danced with shadows on the water in the narrow river at the end of the Bruce's backyard. Lucia ran downhill over the crabgrass, flinging off her clothes and shoes before diving into the river. She swam downstream for 100 yards, turned at the sandstone blocks damming the river, and swam back to the boulder and her clothes. She pulled herself out of the water onto the boulder, shaking her head vigorously and giggling as she dripped onto a water snake heading for the river. Seeing no obvious forms of life in her clothes, she pulled them off, slid off the boulder onto the brown grass, and scrambled uphill to the merino sheep between her and the emu pen. The sheep were licking salt blocks. Lucia stroked their backs, patted them, hugged them, talked to them. "The best of all possible good mornings, lambs. Are we happy on the lamb? Well, g'day, Lamb of God. What a gorgeous morning." The sheep, being sheep, completely ignored her. Lucia, being Lucia, laughed with delight. She threw back her head and shoulders, stood straight, stretched up her hands, and stared into the heavens. She drew every possible molecule of breath into her lungs and expelled it, shouting, "Yippee!" At that very instant, the Earth-sized planet, a million light years away, ceased to exist. The skin cell at the bottom of Lucia's foot divided. The sheep moved around their salt blocks to lick them from another angle. In the heart of the universe, a song continued, a song of life, a song of strength, a song of longing, a song of hope, a song of triumph, a song of everlasting love, a song sung for all eternity, a siren song, a song that was light, a song that banished darkness, a song expressing the single truth that the force that gives life takes it back. Lucia dumped grain and hay in front of her sheep. "Lucky you, sheepish creatures. You get yummy feed because the drought fried the grass." Lucia slithered down the hill towards the lemon trees. The two sheep stared at Lucia, jaws moving, stalks of hay sticking out of their mouths. They watched Lucia spin bowl lemons into a corner of the wire emu pen, run back to the house for her wheelbarrow, broom, and shovel, and move dry sheep droppings to a big hole she had dug between the lemon trees. The sheep watched, chewed, and effortlessly made more of the stuff that Lucia had just buried so enthusiastically. The sun's rays lightened the sky to peacock blue over Sydney. Sun rays bounced off the water, lapping around the city. Lucia threw down her shovel, dropped the wheelbarrow onto the ground, and leaned back, her arms on her hips. I can see. I can see forever. The sheep watched to see what Lucia would do next. So did the white cat, Tutankhaten, cleaning itself on the black back veranda. Lucia looked over the heads of the sheep at the wire emu pen. Didge! Struth, you laid an egg! You are a genius, didgeridoo! Lucia hurtled over Lamb of God and sprinted towards the emu pen gate, scattering magpies. Didge, also known as didgeridoo, the emu, was happily eating lemons, having completely forgotten how clever it had been during the night. Inside the emu pen, Lucia squatted, reached her hands down and under an enormous green emu egg. She stood slowly, carefully, and walked backwards through the emu pen gate. Didge swallowed the lemons and wandered out of its pen into the backyard, where it was completely ignored by the sheep. Cradling the large green emu egg in her arms, Lucia moved slowly across the grass onto the veranda. Tutankhaten's eyes followed the egg as Lucia climbed